The haunting sound of the Kaddish, the Jewish prayer of mourning, echoed around the ruins of the former Nazi death camps at Auschwitz-Birkenau as Pope Benedict visited the places where up to 1.5 million people, most of them Jews, died during the Second World War. The emotionally charged visit on Sunday afternoon marked a somber close to the four-day pastoral visit to Poland, which took Pope Benedict in the footsteps of his predecessor, from Warsaw to Krakow to Wadowice, where Pope John Paul was born back in 1920. As he walked through the gates of Auschwitz, inscribed with the famous words in German, Arbeit macht frei, a group of elderly death camp survivors were waiting to greet the Pope and to pray with him that such horrors will never happen again. After visiting the memorials to the dead in different languages and stopping to pray in the cell of Polish priest and saint Maximilian Kolbe, who took the place of a family man condemned to die, Pope Benedict spoke of his reasons for coming to this place of horror, this abyss of terror, as our correspondent on the scene in Poland, Veronika Skersbrick, reports.
Rendere la parola in questo luogo di orrore. Di accumulo di crimini contro Dio e contro l'uomo, che non ha confronti nella storia, è quasi impossibile.
It must have been a tough task for a German pope as he walked past the double row of barbed wire fences, interspersed with ominous watchtowers, down the tree-lined cobbled paths flanking the red brick barracks, which today house a museum. Heading to the infamous block number 11, called by the prison interns the Block of Death, where SS held tribunals and where still today there's, for the record's sake, a photograph of Hitler on the wall. And when he reached the smallish yard attached to it, he went to the very place where prisoners were executed, the execution wall. And 30 or so survivors of these former prisons were there to greet him, 61 years after they walked to freedom, people still branded with a number, and no doubt haunted by that horrific memory.
God, Heavenly Father, as we gather in this place of tears, we recall those who suffered in concentration camps at the time of the Nazi regime and the war in many parts of occupied Europe.
But you know, there's one person who wasn't there. He died 10 years ago, 50 or so years after he'd been first condemned. A family man who Saint Maximilian Kolbe offered his life for all those years ago. And it was to Kolbe's cell, number 18, that Pope Benedict went, down the dank stairs to the cells, a row of them, which still stand in memory of the thousands who starved to death here. Or like this saint died from an injection of carbolic acid. In Latin, Pope Benedict said Maximilian Kolbe and the holy martyrs pray for us.
Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.
And it rained, and all the while Pope Benedict prayed there, walking silently in prayer, alongside the inscriptions in various languages erected in memory of those who died. Inscriptions which speak of human grief, he was later to say, giving us a glimpse of the cynicism of that regime which treated men and women as material objects and failed to see them as persons embodying the image of God. Some inscriptions are pointed reminders. There is one in Hebrew which reads, "The rulers of the Third Reich wanted to crush the entire Jewish people, to cancel it from the register of peoples of the earth." And when the German Pope spoke, the rain ceased.
Noi preghiamo Dio e crediamo verso gli uomini.
To speak in this place of horror, he said, this place where unprecedented mass crimes were committed against God and man, is almost impossible. And it is particularly difficult and troubling for a Christian, for a pope from Germany. In a place like this, words fail. In the end, there can only be a dread silence, a silence which is itself a heartfelt cry to God. Why, Lord, did you remain silent? How could you tolerate all this? In silence, then, we bow our heads before the endless line of those who suffered and were put to death here.
Questo silenzio tuttavia diventa poi domanda ad alta voce di perdono.
Yet our silence becomes in turn a plea for forgiveness and reconciliation, a plea to the living God never to let this happen again. A sobering link for the German Pope on this last afternoon of a journey which has taken him as successor of Peter to the very same place where 27 years ago the Polish Pope had stood. The execution wall, the cell of Maximilian Kolbe, and the ruins of the gas ovens in Birkenau.
Grazie a Dio, con la purificazione della memoria alla quale ci spinge questo luogo di orrore.
The place where we are standing, the Holy Father concluded, is a place of memory. By God's grace, together with the purification of memory demanded by this place of horror, a number of initiatives have sprung up with the aim of imposing a limit upon evil and confirming goodness. So there is hope that this place of horror will gradually become a place for constructive thinking, and that remembrance will foster resistance to evil and the triumph of love. And when Pope Benedict XVI finished speaking, a rainbow stood out against the skyline, against the barbed wire of this place of memory. In Poland, Veronika Skierzbrick, Vatican Radio.